This here's an invitation across the nation to four folks to meet. There'll be swinging and swaying, music playing, dancing in the streets of Philadelphia, PA. Baltimore and D.C. Grab a girl.
Yeah. And the drums are still going. I love it. 98.1 KZE. This is Covered in Dead. How you feeling, friends? I don't know, something about that warm weather here in New York State making me feel like dancing in the streets. And after a few months of recovering from surgery, I am now able to dance again, and boy, does it feel good. I hope you're able to find the joy that moves you. Dancing is one of my favorite things. And something about summertime and the weather warming up just makes me want to dance in the streets. Well, it makes me want to dance anywhere. Like my kitchen, which I do often. that was Dancing in the Streets, performed live by the Grateful Dead, April 26, 1977. That was at the Capitol Theater in Passaic, New Jersey. That was a song written by William Stevenson, Ivy Joe Hunter, and Marvin Gaye. Martha and the Vandellas released it on July 31st, 1964. And the Grateful Dead started playing it in 1966. That's how far back it dates with the band. So cool. Love it very much. And especially, you know, bookends of drumming, drums and grooving and all that good stuff. 1977, a fun time for the Grateful Dead. Hey, 98.1 KZE gives me the chance to do this, and I am happy about it. We'll be right back.
You break down in tears.
Yeah. Dear Mr. Fantasy, into Hey Jude, performed live by the Grateful Dead. That was from Sullivan's Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts, on July 2nd, 1989. Ooh, the Grateful Dead, huh? Brent Midland singing like that. That was pretty cool stuff back then. That's when I first got on the bus, and that's what hooked me. You know, we get on when we get on. There's no control over that, I suppose. But I'm pretty glad I got on the bus. I'm sure you're all with me on that one, right, friends? 98.1 KZE. This is Covered in Dead. We're playing songs of Grateful Dead covered. We're playing covers of Grateful Dead songs. It's a nice deep dive into the Grateful Dead catalog. No matter what they're playing, I'm going to play some version of it, and I love that. Dear Mr. Fantasy is a song written by Jim Capaldi and Steve Winwood and Chris Wood from Traffic, released back there in 1967. After that, it was Hey Jude, credited to the Lennon-McCartney duo, a song written by Paul McCartney, credited to Lennon-McCartney, released by the Beatles in 1968. 1967, 1968, whoa, some good years right there. Let's have some fun tonight, friends. 98.1 KZE, this is Covered in Dead, and I'm Denise Perrant. Anyway, you do. Can you imagine what it was like in that room that night, 1975? 98.1 KZE, this is Covered in Dead. That was Legion of Mary covering That's All Right Mama, That's All Right Mama, a song written by Arthur Crudup in 1946. Legion of Mary, this was 1975, so the Grateful Dead took some time off. They only played a handful of shows, and they all went out and did their own thing. This was Jerry Garcia doing his thing with Merle Saunders. Merle Saunders on the Hammond B3 organ, John Kahn on the bass, Martin Fierro on the sax, and Ron Tutt on the drums. What a band that was. What a show that is. Go and listen to that if you can. Performed live at the Great American Music Hall on July 4th, 1975. Really an energetic show. A bing and a bang and a boom on that July 4th, I'll tell you what. You know, I just saw that Elvis Presley movie, Epic, which, you know, there's the crossover I wanted to bring in, because Ron Tutt played drums with Jerry Garcia Band and Legion of Mary, and he also played with the Elvis Presley Band when Elvis Presley went over to his shows at the in Las Vegas there in 1971. He started that, and this was a film about that period, and wow, really cool, 1971. Kind of a prime peak for Elvis. I remember when that was going on. I mean, I was very young, very young. I remember my neighbors, you know, maybe 10 years later than that, my neighbors had a big oil painting of Elvis Presley in their living room. Flo Palazzolo, Florence, Frank and Flo, my neighbors there in Levittown, Long Island, where I grew up. Yeah, a good time listening to Elvis and getting to see him perform. That was great. And so I wanted to do a little bit of the crossover here where we feature Ron Tutt, which was the drummer who played in the Elvis Presley Band and then crossed and played over with Jerry Garcia when he had his Legion of Mary and Jerry Garcia Band. That was a special time. All right, friends, 98.1 KZE gives me the chance to do it, and I'm so glad to share it with you all. Mm-hmm.
played for silver, now we play for life. And one for sport, one for blood, the point of the knife. And now the die is shaking.
Settle one small score, one old point of pride.
Ain't no place a man can hide, Shannon, keep him from the sun. Ain't no bed can give us rest now, you keep us on the run. Thank you.
share, the women we can share the wine.
Well, all right. Jack Straw. Oof. This is 98.1 KZE. That was a song written by Bob Weir and Robert Hunter, 1971. And that was Further at TRI Studios out there in good old California. June 7th, 2011. Wow. Further. I mean, come on. If there's going to be a spinoff band, that was a pretty good one, right? Bob Weir, Phil Lesh. You know, really just fantastic duo right there. John Kadlicek. Yes, John Kadlicek. Love John Kadlicek. I'll be playing with him later this year, as a matter of fact. Jeff Cementi on keyboards. Joe Russo on the drums. Of course, a beautiful backing vocal section. Sunshine Becker and Jeff Pearson. I mean, from 2009 to about 2014... What a fantastic band that was. I was fortunate to see that band a few times, and have my shirt to prove it. I'm so thankful for you to tune in. I love that Ulster Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the web stream, so we can listen from all over the world. WKZE.com. It's a good time here in the family at 98.1 KZE. I'm happy to be a part of everything that KZE does. It's a community-oriented radio station, and there's people helping people everywhere I turn. I'm so grateful to all the folks like Alyssa and Brian, who help me all the time. MK, a solid source of support. And the list goes on, my friends. I'm so fortunate to be part of this KZE family. Hey, I got to tell you about my sponsors. I love my sponsors, and I'm very grateful that they all put their money where their mouths are. Hetty Teddy's, 57 Main Street, the Hudson Valley's best selection of officially licensed Grateful Dead memorabilia, apparel, gifts, and more, online at HettyTeddy's.com. Thank you to everyone at Hetty Teddy's. Montano's Shoe Store, over 100 years at 77 Partition Street in Saugerties, New York. MontanosShoeStore.com. Thank you, Montano's Shoe Store. SCR Fence, design and installation of gates and fences for your home, farm, or business. For service, reliability, and commitment, visit SCRFence.com. Thank you to Eric and family, Sadie. Thank you all for being a proud sponsor of our Covered in Dead show. And lastly, our friends at Lark Hall, Jen and Justin Miller at Lark Hall. Yes, I love Lark Hall. Yes, you do too. You know it. I'm going to play there at the end of the month with the DBOG, some OG Deadbeats. Brian Miller and Mike Johnson and myself are going to get together for a little trio at the 11 downstairs at Lark when Shakedown City plays upstairs. That's bound to be a good time. That's on the 28th of March. Lark Hall, woof, Jen and Justin Miller there. Come on, thank you very much. What a great community place that is, by the way. It's live music venue. It's a bar. It's a coffee house. It's a restaurant. It's all on Hudson Street in Albany. LarkHallAlbany.com. Thank you to Lark Hall. By the way, Dead Beats are playing Lark Hall to celebrate Cornell 77 on May 8th, and you can get your tickets now at LarkHallAlbany.com. This is 98.1 KZE, and you're listening to Covered in Dead.